Shalom sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for the Yama Yoshev B'Tzion. And for Avimorani Marazi Sheyichyu, we're discussing the Inyan of Chuppah Nisuin based on a shir given by Rav Ozer Shlita. The Rishonim ask how it was that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. It says in the Mishnah end of Kiddushin that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah, Kav Shasham Avraham Bekol, Yishma Rishmaritim, and Sosech, Chukos, Evisarasa, even Erev Tavshilin, also, he would teach his children. So, how is it possible for Yaakov Avinu to be Noeg Heter, what Avraham Avinu answered, which is marrying two sisters? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu Schar to be Mitzavis Banavis Beso Acharav. And Yaakov Avinu apparently didn't follow this. So, Ramban writes, Parshas Toldos, more expansively in Achremos, that Shmir Sator by the Ovis was only in Eretz Israel. Yaakov Avinu in Chutz Laretz married two sisters. And even though we were commanded b'chovas haguf b'chol makom, the ikar mitzvahs are only done in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the mitzvah of Yaakov Avinu to his family. When they're coming to Eretz Yisrael, remove all the foreign gods from within you and purify yourself. You're coming to Eretz Yisrael. You have to keep the Torah. And v'Hashem lo levad niskanu alilos shemesa Rachel baderach. God made it happen that Rachel should die on the way. And she had a schus. She didn't actually die in Chutz Laretz. But because of Yaakov Avinu, she couldn't be married to two sisters. So when they came into Eretz Yisrael, she had to die. And the Lechora, says the Ramban, she was impregnated with Binyamin before they came to Shechem. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have intimate relations because there was already Aser. And that's what Rabbi Elchanan explains in the Kovet Shirim and Kedushin Lamed Aleph, that as far as Chiyuv Mitzvahs is concerned, there's no chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz besides Mitzvah Tlius Barts, but as far as the school is HaMitzvahs, Pulas and Vashbasam, the primary mitzvahs are to be kept in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Avos who weren't Mitzvah but Mitzvah HaTorah did not keep them outside of Eretz Yisrael, because we're talking here about the school as HaMitzvahs. The Chiyuv Mitzvahs is from Matan Torah, but the school of the magical impact, effect, the mystical effect of mitzvahs, the Pula, the Ashbav Mitzvahs, the skula is primarily in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Avos who weren't commanded, they only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, where the skula applies, even though there's no chiv yet in the time of the Avos, but there's a skula. So they only the skulas of the mitzvahs only were primarily in Eretz Yisrael, Adayam Hazeh, and Anu Chutz Laretz. Many other terutzim are given, Al Derech HaDrush V'Asod. The Ramah and Tshuva Yud writes there's no kash in the first place because we only find that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. Ever Pshat Devei Chazal seem to say that even Yaakov Avinu kept the Torah, like it says that he was metagin Tchum Shabbos when he came to Shechem, im lavan garti, tarig mitzvah shamarti, veod, veod, veod. In the Chizkuni, there are two terutzim al derech halacha, and then hopefully we'll see another teretz. One teretz the Chizkuni writes is that Leah and Yaakov and their geirus became kachin shenolad, and they were no longer siblings. Rachel and Leah are no longer siblings because they were misgairos, and there is no more kurvas ha'achva, and that is matim. To the idea in the Achronim that even before Matan Torah, there was a chalos geirus, like the Rizkarov proves from numerous places. And the gather of the Geiris was the joining to Mishpachas Yisrael. Now, the din of Gershon Isgar Kachanol Adomi is because of this chelik of the Geiris, the fact that you're entering the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, and not to the Kabbalas, Torah, and Mitzvahs, like Rav Naftali Trop explained based on the Ritva, that Amat Torah, even though the whole nation had a gather of Geiris, like we see in the Gemara, they weren't like Tanim Shenoldu, right? That's why they were upset. They were crying. Why were they crying? Al Mishpachaisim, Al Iske Mishpachaisim, that they were now Usir to their family members. Why are they Usir to their family members? Are Ger Shenoldu, Kakat Shenizgayer, Tamil, nobody's related to anybody anymore. The answer is no. At Matan Torah, they weren't Kiktanim Shenoldu. Since this Geirus, Hayab Barak Panshel Kabbalat Mitzvot. Velo knisa la Am Yisrael is only kabbalas and mitzvahs, and not entering Am Yisrael. And memela, there's no katan shenolad. Katan shenolad It's only when you're entering the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael already existed beforehand. And the Chizkuni is a siyata, because the Chizkuni also says that now they're joining the Jewish nation. And as far as the Jewish nation is concerned, they're Kiktanim, Shenoldu, in the middle, they're not related. Another teretz of the Chizkuni is that it could very well be that Rachel and Leah were sisters from the father, from Lavan, but not from their mother. In the olden days, they had loads of wives, right? So they had a different mother. And at Ben Noach, you follow the mother. Mamela, they weren't really sisters. So Lachar, it's very difficult to understand this, because it says, Lahejin Yavamas, that a goy is Messiah Chesachar Aviv, like it says, Baladin, Ben Baladin. So you relate back to your father. And therefore, Biochanan says that if you had children, when you were goy and you were Mizgai, you're Makayim Perivarivia, because the goyim, even by goyim, the Messiah is to the father. Also, Rabbi Yochanan said, Bumas Halachachar Zachar, Gedushin Samach Zainam and Aleph. So they're Messiachi Sachar Avim, Sahak and Rachel and Leah, Benos Lavan, why are they not considered sisters? They're Messiachi Sachar Avim. We can also ask Al Divrei Rashi, Chayisar, and the Pasuk Amam Nachosi Basaviach Lo Basimi, Shebas Av Mutaris Leben Noach Mepnei Shein Avis Lagoi, right? That Avraham Avinu was explaining that Sarah is really is his sister, because she's Basavi, but not Basimi. And Mamela, they were permitted to each other because they didn't have the same mother, because. But a bas of, she was a bas of, but not a basem, and therefore they were permitted. Because they didn't have the same mother? Aye, how can that be? If you have the same father, you're aser. How do they have the same father? Rashi explains, they have the same grandfather. Terach. But the point is that your mutter to, according to Rashi, your mutter to a woman, if you have Bnei Noach, if they have a different mother, even though they have the same father. But we know that's not true, because from the numerous sources we saw, Ben Noach is Messiah Yisachar Aviv. So this can be explained based on the Ramban, in this Chiddush in Tiavamis 98, who also writes based on the Sugya in Sanhedrin 57 to 58, there are a number of Deos Tanoim, Beshitas Chalukas Barishonim, that the Isser Arayis of Bibnei Noach is only said Bikurva min ha'aim velo min ha'av. The Isser Arayis in Bibnei Noach is only if there is a relationship from the mother and not the father, says the Ramban. Because Rachmana Afgireya Lizare, the Torah, Hashem, was Mafgir the Zera of the father, and therefore it's not his anymore, and the children from the same father are not considered related, as it says in the Gemara Yevamos, Bisar Chamorim Bisaram, Bizirmas Susim Zirmasam. Their flesh is like donkeys, their flow of seed is like horses. So he asks, wait a second, but they do have Yichus. Like we see Baladin ben Baladin. So he says, Le'inyan arayis, less lay de rachmana afgere lezare. That as far as arayis is concerned, there's no hefger of zera. They are, their zera is mufger. But not as far as arayis goes. What does that mean? So bir dvar of nira, based on the hafchana, based on the distinction between the din of mishpacha, of family relation, and she'erus, and being a she'er, being a relative, and between those, or that, and the essence of the relationship between the noilad and the moilit. La'afchin bein din mishpacha v'she'erut, le'mehut yachas she'bein ha'noilad la'moilido. Mas zdomeret? This is based on Reb Chaim in Surei Bia 15:9, Gabe ben Levi. Let's say you have a son of a woman who's a Leviya. She's from Shevet Levi. And his father is a Goy. Okay, so the father is a Goy. And the mother is a Bas Levi. But even though he's not Shaykh to the Mishpachas HaLeviya, Le'inyan Avaydus HaLeviyim, U'matnes Leviya, since his father is not a Levi, but there is another chalos din leviya that is not contingent on family. And since he is the son of a Bas Levi, he has a din levia mitzad imo, and the mela he's putter from pidyon haben. So mishpachas Levi is not, he can't do the avot of Levim, he can't get the matanas of levia, because his father is not a Levi. However, there is another chalos din levia that is not talui in the mishpucha. Since he is a son of a Levi, of a Bas Levi, he is a din levia mitzad imo, and he's putter for pidyon haben. So here also, it's true that the goy relates to his father, not like an eved, who was no chayis, who was no yichus. A goy does relate to his father, but that's only as far as him being called bino, u'mishtayech elav u'mamshicho. And therefore the father is makayim peri v'rivya, because he's his son. And also as far as being koveya the uma, if the father's an amoni, he's an amoni. But korbas mishpacha ain lo imo. In other words, we said the difference between the din mishpacha v'she'erus and the mahus yachas shebein anod lemolido. So as far as being miyuchas to the moilid, he's a vada miyuchas to the moilid. But din mishpacha, it's not considered that he is from the same mishpacha. And that's like we saw by his boy whose father is a guy and his mother is a Levia. So as a Bas Levi, so you're right, he's not shaykh to the mishpacha of Levia. However, he is his mother's son. And therefore there's a yachas between the nolad and the molido. His mother gave birth to him. She's a Bas Levi. So Mameli is pater from Pidyon HaBen, even though it's Mishpacha. He's not Mishpachas HaLevi, but his mother is still Meyuchas to his mother. So to a goy, he's Meyuchas to his father, and therefore his father is Makayim Peri V'Rivya, etc. But it's not his Mishpacha. The goy has no Korvas Mishpacha Le Aviv. Because the Torah was mafkir his zera, and the din arayis is talui in the kurva and the she'eris basar kakosiv. And therefore, there's no iser erva b'bnei noach la'achos min ha'av. As far as erva is concerned, there's no iser, because what is erva? What makes something an erva? Someone an erva? It's talui in being part of the same mishpacha. They're not considered part of the same mishpacha. So again, is a goy miyuchas to his father? Is he nolad miyuchas to his father? Yeah, it's his father. He calls him dad. It's his father. He has to keep it aveim. He is the molid. However, as far as being in the family, he's not considered the same family, because the Torah is mafkir zera. And since the Torah was mafkir zera, so it's not considered the same mishpacha. And therefore, a brother and a sister from the same non-Jewish father are considered what? They are considered not being members of the same mishpacha. There's no iser erva. And when you have a non-Jewish father and a Bas Levi mother, again, he's pelted from Pidyon HaBen, but he's not considered part of the Mishpachas HaLeviya. Why? Because what's Koveya the Mishpacha, the father? And here, as far as the father is concerned, he's not the father's Mishpacha either, because Rauch Manach Bre Lazari. But he can't be considered part of the Mishpachas HaLeviya. The only way to consider part of the Mishpachas HaLeviya is if your father is a Levi. But what we're trying to get to is the Goy. The Goy, yes, his father is his father, and therefore he's Kaim Peri V'Rivya. After he converts, this is considered his child. But and he also yarshins him. But as far as mishpacha, it's not considered mishpacha. And the Sarai is telling mishpacha. And therefore, Leah and Rachel are not considered sisters as far as Arise is concerned, because They have a different mother, even though they have the same father. Rav Chomana Afgarei Lezarei. Now, what I said before about Yerusha isn't so pashut, because the Ramban writes that the fact that a goy yarshins his father, really it is Taluin Mishpacha, but there, Ha'asim Shiny, the Gali Bei Rachmana. The Gemara Darshins, Kedushin 18a, Menayin Shego Yerushas Aviv. There's a special Tarasha without a Gilim Yuchad. He wouldn't have a Din Yerusha because he's not Mishpachta, so there is Talui in Mishpacha. Not like we said before. The only thing is that here you have Xeris HaKasuf, that they're not considered, that despite the fact that they're not considered the same Mishpacha, he still Yarshins his father, Rim Ken. Just like the Rashi and the Ramban write. Odot din arayot shel b'nei Noach, shelo nesar ben Noach bekrovot min ha'av. The ben Noach that is an usher and his father's relatives, because it was Rachman Afgir Lazare, Hashem was Mafgir, made ownerless his seed. So too, the Chizkuni adds, shafilu fidine Yisrael, like Tzia Zachidish the Chizkini, that even the Fidina Yisrael, there's no Isser Achis Isha Ba'achva Kagonzu, Sharei Lo Asra Torah Rayot B'Yisrael, Ela B'Kurvat Mishpacha. And Rachel and Leah weren't considered sisters, even the Fidina Yisrael, because sisters from the father before Matan Torah are not considered sisters, the Fi Gidrei HaTorah. So we saw three Terutim, how he was allowed to marry two sisters, either there wasn't an Eretz Yisrael, or Ger Shinizgayer, Kakatan Shinolad. They were Kakatan Shinolad, and therefore they weren't sisters. Or the third Derech is that they were only sisters from the father and not from the mother. And therefore, the Yisrael tell him Mishpach, they were Mishpacha. Now it says you're allowed to marry both of them. And then the next year, please God, we will expand on the third Mahalach. So I thank you so much for listening. ובעזרת השם יתברך שמו, אנחנו נראה עוד נפלאות. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. יש לנו עוד הרבה דברים מעניינים ללמוד ביחד בשיעור הזה, אז תודה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום.